Thousands of fans tuned in on Saturday night to watch the UFC Welterweight Championship. The event was hosted inside Atlanta's Phillips Arena, where fighter Tyrone Woodley beat Robbie Lawler for the welterweight title. UFC has come a long way since its early days as a niche sport. The company recently sold for a staggering $4.2 billion and has millions of fans around the world, including many here in Georgia, of course. Producer Taylor Gant stopped by the UFC Perimeter Gym in Dunwoody, and he asked two trainers there why they think the sport has become so popular.
This is the moment UFC fans around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
My name is Daniel Spain. I've been working as a trainer for probably about 2 years. I remember when I first started watching it, it was like, you know, human cockfighting. They didn't have their gloves, they, you know, there's no rules, stuff like that. But now it's a legitimate sport. You know, some people are making some really big money doing it. So yeah, I think that it's definitely grown in popularity like crazy.
Undisputed featherweight champion of the world, Conor McGregor. Give me your thoughts.
Again, nobody can take that left hand shot. But I tell you, he's powerful. And he's fast, but precision beats power, and timing beats speed, and that's what you saw there.
I think the draw comes from just big names, like, I mean, you got like Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey, some of these big fighters that, you know, you see them in a bunch of Hollywood movies and TV shows, so they're becoming more likable characters, and I think that people kind of get drawn to that. They get drawn to the personalities behind the sport, and then also just the science of training has developed and evolved so much that now everybody can pretty much walk in off the street and do it. If I wanted to right now go play football, I'm not necessarily going to be able to find a league that I could get pads on, but I could go join a boxing gym and learn how to box, kickbox, do, you know, MMA, something like that. So I think that's where I think the draw is it's a little bit more attainable.
I'm Deshaun Dyer, 29 years old, and I've been a mixed martial arts trainer for about 16 years. Now, when I first started training and fighting, it would be like nobody really knew about the UFC. The UFC was like on VHS, basically. And now for it to be worth $4.2 billion and all over the world for the most part has been a tremendous growth. And then the city of Atlanta, it was, you know, now is local fights almost every month. A few of the fighters from Georgia, some of my coaches like Manu Natu and Roberto Travin, but also Brian Stan, who was in the UFC for a long time. Forrest Griffin is from Georgia.
For the winner, by unanimous decision, Forrest Griffin!
Even if you suck at it, it's something you want to try, you know? I think I could beat this dude up, and everybody who's watching is kind of thinking the same thing, so I think that's kind of what's grown the sport over time, and now it's to a point where, you know, they're getting big sponsorships. Is money involved? So that makes kids want to do it long term. The kids who used to want to go and be a basketball player will now kind of want to be fighters, and that's, you know, that's also pretty cool.
That was Deshaun Dyer and Daniel Spain, two trainers at the UFC Perimeter Gym in North Atlanta.